Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dampur Sugar Mills Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agarwal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dampur Sugar Mills Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gaurav Goyal, Managing Director, and his colleague, Mr. Sushil Mehrotra, CFO, Mr. Vineet Gupta, VP Finance, and Mr. Akshat Kapoor, VP Operations. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Gaurav.
Thank you. I'm Sushil Mehrotra. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and good afternoon, and a very warm welcome to all at the Dampur Sugar Mills Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. First of all, I have pleasure to inform you that India Ratings and Research has upgraded the company's issuer rating and ratings for long-term loans and fixed deposits to AA- from existing A+. The rating for working capital limit has been reaffirmed as A1+. Now, coming to the operating numbers of the company, sugar sale during the quarter has been 0.41 lakh tons. In the corresponding quarter last year, the company sold 0.97 lakh tons. Average sugar realization in this quarter has been rupees 37,570 per ton, versus rupees 35,365 per ton in the corresponding quarter of last year. Sugar stock as of 30th September 2023 stood at 0.08 lakh tons, against 0.42 lakh tons as of 30th September 2022. Total ethanol production during the quarter has been higher by more than 100% at 302.26 lakh liters, versus 150.87 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter last year. Ethanol production during the quarter from B-heavy molasses has been 264.19 lakh liters, and from grain, 38.06 lakh liters, versus 150.87 lakh liters from B-heavy molasses in the corresponding quarter last year. There was no production from grain in the last year, as the distillery from grain was commissioned in Q1 FY24. Sale of ethanol from B-heavy has been 278.62 lakh liters during the quarter, 28.21 lakh liters from syrup route, and 34.68 lakh liters from grain, versus 154.17 lakh liters from B-heavy and 2.93 lakh liters from syrup route in corresponding quarter last year. Production of ethyl acetate has been 89.25 lakh kg versus 62.92 lakh kg in the corresponding quarter of last year. Sale of ethyl acetate has been 90.21 lakh kg versus 63.1 lakh kg in the corresponding quarter last year. Production and sale of potable spirits has been 5.7 lakh cases and 5.65 lakh cases respectively, versus production and sale of 4.66 lakh cases in the corresponding quarter last year. Now, coming to the financial performance of the company. During the quarter ended September 2023, our overall financial performance has been impacted by rupees 18.83 crores due to higher levy molasses obligation, as redetermined by UP government for the molasses year 2022-23. Income from operations stands at rupees 585.6 crores versus rupees 615.5 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year. Profit before tax is at rupees 6.5 crores versus rupees 15.9 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year. Profit after tax is rupees 4.5 crores versus rupees 10.7 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year. Cash profit is at rupees 18.2 crores versus 23.3 crores. The sugar inventory is valued at rupees 33.95 per kg as on 30th September 2023. The closing inventory as on 30th September 2023 is 0.08 lakh tons. Let me now take you through the business-wise performance. Our revenue from sugar business stands at rupees 225.3 crores versus rupees 377.7 crores. Revenue from power business stands at 15.4 crores versus rupees 8.8 crores. Revenue from ethanol business stands at 222.41 crores versus 100.9 crores. From chemical business, revenue is at 71.9 crores versus 54.9 crores. From potable spirit, revenue stands at 137.5 crores versus 115.1 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year. Our profit from sugar business has been negative this time, mainly because of the impact of higher levy molasses. It is at minus 20.6 crores after providing for the additional liability on account of levy molasses, versus a profit of 9.9 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year. Power business stands at near break-even with profit of 0.1 crores as there was no export of power during the quarter versus a loss of 1.3 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. Profit from ethanol business is higher by 41% at 38.2 crores versus 27.1 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year. Profit from chemicals business is 3.5 crores versus a loss of 1.2 crores. And profit from potables business is 1.9 crores versus rupees 0.2 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year. Now coming to the consolidated results, revenue from operations during the quarter stood at rupees 587.4 crores versus rupees 650.8 crores in the corresponding quarter. The EBITDA is at 27.3 crores versus rupees 37.5 crores and PBT is at 7.5 crores versus 16.7 crores. PAT is at rupees 5.4 crores versus rupees 11.5 crores and cash profit is 19.1 crore versus 24.1 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year. With that, I would like to thank you once again for joining us in this conference call. We will be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our first question is from the line of Pawan Sharma, who is an investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, you are. I request you to use your handset, please. Your audio is muffled, sir.
Just a moment, please. Just a moment.
Yes, sir.
Am I audible now, sir?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My first question is regarding this turning back by UPSMA on this challenging the UP government on this molasses policy. Hello?
Yeah, out here.
Yeah. So can you put some light over this, like why you filed this, UPSMA filed this challenge and again they revert back from this policy, which has affected us for 18 crore rupees, no?
Yes, you are right on that. You are right on that for sure. But there was a group call that we all did and we had a very long dialogue with the government. And on that, we all agreed that in the future, you know, there will be slightly more sacrosanct with how the levy is done. So that is a call that was taken by all the members of UPSMA and that's why the writ was taken back.
Okay. So this will, this is like, I think this is like one time and it won't affect us in future or will it affect us in future as well?
No. So see, now the new excise policy, the excise policy has just been out. We all are just studying it as of now. It just came out last night. So we will see as to what impact it will have on us for the year 23-24. But for the year 22-23, the hit or the extra levy that was imposed has been taken in the accounts of Q2 itself. So there will be no other hit in Q3 or in Q4 vis-a-vis the levy of 22-23.
And one more question related to the accounting, like the decision came on October 28th, no? So how could you account it for Q2, FY24?
No, because we had our audited team re-audit our results, because once it was out, then for us to not take it in, we all didn't think was right. And that is why we had our auditors again come back and re-audit the financials by taking the account of this 18.83 lakhs.
Yeah, but I think it's fair if you could have accounted this in the coming quarter. I think this would be the fair accounting policies.
No, see, it wouldn't have, wouldn't have mattered at all, right? So whether I take it in Q2 or in Q3, it really wouldn't have mattered, but as per prudence and as per what we thought was right, we all said that once it has come, we all should give the right numbers to our shareholders and not just put a note on it and say that we will take it in Q3. So as a company, we all took that call that we will take it once we know that now it is there in Q2 itself. It really wouldn't have mattered, right? So if this 18.83, I would not have taken it in Q2. I would have done a note and taken the same hit also in Q3. So from overall, if you see for the whole financial year, 23-24, it will have no impact.
Yeah, I understand. But my call is that like your Q2 results would be more impressive if you get this adjustment done in Q3.
Pavanji, see, again, I do not want to show numbers to my shareholders or to ourselves that we know aren't real. So I want to give all our accounting policies that we all make, what are the true facts for that year. So
yeah, I appreciate for you. I appreciate for you, sir. Okay. Another thing, sir, like I would like to know what is the status of the ethanol price hike. Government is delaying this thing and... I think before sugar crushing, it has to be declared, no?
We've been waiting for the new price for the last few weeks now. So I really do not have an answer for you on that. We are all waiting for the price to be out for the year 23-24. But we are still in a wait and watch mode.
Okay. Another question, sir, like, has UP government increased the FRP for sugar season 23-24?
No, the SAP for the year 23-24 is still not there. It is still what is there.
I read somewhere yesterday that there was some cabinet meeting was going on for this sugarcane price hike, no? There is no confirmed such news?
No news from our side.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Kostubh Pawaskar from Sher Khan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. My first question is our expectation on the sugar production in the current season, since we have started with the season. So your estimate on say. And my second question is on the ethanol production, since ICMA has reduced the diversion of sugar for the ethanol production, which is expected now to be around 3.5 million tons. Earlier it was 4 million tons. So it has been further reduced. So considering that, you know, what kind of ethanol production we are expecting for the current season?
See, again, the question you have asked is very early days. As long as we don't know the price that we all will get on various, on syrup, B-heavy, C-heavy and grain, it is very, very hard for us to try and predict as to how much of syrup I will divert or how much of B-heavy I will make. So these are all questions which I will be perhaps able to answer better in a few days once we know the price. But because without us knowing the price as to at what rate I will sell to the OMCs, what sort of a strategy that Dhampur will make becomes very, very hard to judge as of now. and I think it will be true for most of the sugar companies which are there. So we'll have to wait for the new price, and we'll also have to wait for the cane price for us to then take a call as to how much of diversion we want to do and how much of sugar we all want to make.
Right. And sir, your take on the sugar production for this season?
Sugar production, see, everyone is talking about it to be lower. As of now, the ISMAM number is around 30 million tons is what we are speaking about as of now.
No, for us as a company?
So for us as a company, we all do believe that our cane crush overall will stay pretty much close to what it was last year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani from SAD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Ekdam.
Namaskar, sir. Sir, congratulations on fine set of numbers and very good management at your end as usual. Sir, I just want to know one thing, that how are the prospects of the next crop, in the sense that this time I am given to understand from my certain sources through the channel that the crop is much better than last year and is more healthy. So recoveries will be much better. So that is the one question I want to know and your opinion on it. And secondly, sir, please answer this, then I'm coming for the second one.
Yes, sir. So let's our plants have just started. Do din pehle hi shuru hue hain hamare dono plant. 30 tarikh ko dono plant shuru hue hain. Abhi tak jo trends aa rahe hain wo theek hain. So the trends are okay. Again, as I bolta hu ki early days, but abhi tak jo trends aa rahe hain wo lega acche aa rahe hain.
अच्छा रहे सर. तो सेकंड सर, मैं एक एग्री जो वेस्ट से हम प्रोसेस करते हैं उसके बारे में थोड़ा समझना चाह रहा था कि उसके प्राइसेस अप हो गए हैं, ऐसा हमारे पास इंफॉर्मेशन था. तो अवेलेबिलिटी और प्राइस ट्रेंड के हिसाब से करंट प्राइसेस में एग्रो वेस्ट से यदि हम इथेनॉल बना के देते हैं तो क्या इस साल मार्जिन कुछ प्रेशर में रहेंगे या प्राइस बढ़ गए तो फिर सेम हो जाएंगे?
सर, आप जो एग्रो वेस्ट बोल रहे हो वो आप बोल रहे हो ग्रेन से?
हाँ ग्रेन सॉरी सर, एग्रो सॉरी ग्रेन वेस्ट, ग्रेन से जो बनाते हैं हम लोग. हाँ जी सर
अगेन सर, जो मैंने इससे पहले बोला था कि अभी ग्रेन के क्या नए रेट आते हैं, क्योंकि फॉर श्योरली अवेलेबिलिटी ऑफ बोथ राइस एंड ऑफ मेज थोड़ा सा अभी टाइट है एंड उसके रेट थोड़े से पिछले साल से ऊपर हुए हैं, एंड वो इसलिए भी हुए हैं क्योंकि बहुत सारे नए प्लांट आए हैं. बट अभी भी मार्जिन है उनमें. बट इस साल की प्राइस क्या लाइक होगी जो ओएमसी हमको देंगी वो एक बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट फैक्टर होगा. बट आई स्टिल बिलीव दैट हमारा जो ग्रेन प्लांट है इट विल रन एंड. बट मार्जिन सर अभी मुझे बोलना इज वेरी टफ. बट मार्जिन तो रहेंगे, बट मार्जिन अच्छे होंगे या एवरेज होंगे सर, ये अभी अगली प्राइस आएगी तब उससे अपने को सर होगा क्लियर.
थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच सर.
थैंक यू सर.
थैंक यू. अ रिमाइंडर टू ऑल पार्टिसिपेंट्स, यू मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is that we just spoke about the recovery rate. So is this expected to be better than last year or similar, sir?
So I believe that, because Dhampur and Rajpura were still one of the highest in UP also last year. So we believe that they should be in the same range as of now. Rajtoon, as I just said, that we just started our plants on 30th. So the trends are seeming to be healthy. Now, how healthy it will be also for the plant cane, that we'll have to wait and watch. But we do hope and believe that we will be close to what we had last year.
I don't think they'll be very, very much higher than what they were last year.
And sir, regarding Red Dot, sir, how has it affected us and what are we doing with the varietal team?
So that's one of the most important areas that we have to work on for the next 3 years. So this plan isn't just for a year. Red Rot has started to affect, but thankfully for us in both our plants, the Red Rot area that we have is still limited or is still small. But yes, 238 is now prone to Red Rot and it spreads very, very fast. So we have a full 3 year developmental plan where we need to replace 238 with other varieties. And so that as of now, 238 in both our plants is almost close to 100. We need to bring it down to under, our plan is to bring it down by about 25% next year and in 3 years for it to be down to below 20. So that is the plan that we have as of now.
And sir, regarding the Bindal Agro plant which is just coming, sir, has it started crushing along with us?
No, it like hadn't started, but it's expected to start, I think, in the next, I mean, the news that I have, but I can be wrong, in the 2 to 4 weeks is what I've heard, is that the plant will start. So that is the news I have on that.
Sir, is that expected to reduce our crushing and divert some cane there?
Yes, for sure. See, we all have lost certain amount of our cane area to the new plant which has come up, but we've also got other centers from other, so the area has been rezoned, but yes, we have lost some cane, but we plan to get that cane or the extra cane out of the diversion which happens to Kolus and to Khansaris. We are hoping to bring that down and still be close to what we crushed last year. We've lost about 30 lakh quintals of cane to the new plant and have got about 18 lakh quintals. So the 12 lakh loss that we have as of date, we need to get it from the Kolus and the crushers which are there in like our area. So still the target is to be close to what we were last year, and a lot of work has to be done in that.
And sir, regarding this, sir, is this a like the 20 crores hit that of this quarter? So then this becomes a permanent feature basically?
Sorry, aapki mujhe awaaz nahi aa rahi saaf.
Sir, the new molasses policy, sir, where 19% is, I think, as per B molasses. So that means that this 20 crore hit that we took, it becomes kind of a permanent feature now, going forward?
Yes, but then now our option is that whether how much of BAB I do or how much of C I do. So that is what is an option that we have started to work on. That, you know, just because if we were to do the same as what we did last year, then yes, this 20 crore hit becomes a year on year.
And sir, will we like to go for the C route in the current
year? Again, pricing. So,
it all depends on the price.
It like all, I will be seeing that once the OMCs and government tells the price for syrup B heavy and C heavy and grain as to what will be my product mix, I will be able to plan for that only after that.
And sir, how are our grains doing? Sir? Like from you just spoke about it extensively. So we are planning for corn as of now?
No, as of now, so we have done corn for the last about 2 months. Now we will do rice because now the rice mills have started. So, I mean, as you know that, you know, grains change. So right now, rice will become more effective price-wise from now till about, say, March or April. And then we go back to corn.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pawan Sharma, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Once again, I'm asking the question. What's the call on export of sugar right now? Like, in the present scenario,
there is no chance of export of sugar till at least till May. So do not expect any policy on export.
In elections, the government don't want to take any risk on the commodities.
Ekdam. So abhi aap export, to abhi koi chance hai nahi. Till the time India ka pura...
Prices and export market are like very good now and we are missing this opportunity.
But see, sir, we have to also ensure that India has the sugar that we need. So from, in case you and me were in government, we would always be prudent that we have to also take care of local needs. So you're totally right that export prices are really high, but no export is expected to happen at least till April, May, till the time we do not actually show the numbers to government as to this is the amount of sugar that we have made.
Yes. Another question is regarding this buyback plan. Actually, I 2-3 years back, I was reading your annual report, and there was mentioned somewhere that the company intends to buy back the shares. I don't remember which year exactly this was. So, company still has any plan for buyback, or this is like Balrampur Chini, I don't want to name the company, but they are doing buyback every second year.
I will leave that to our board to find reward holders either by way of buyback or dividend. So both options are open to us as of now.
Yeah, we are receiving hefty dividends from the company. I understand that, sir. Yeah.
So both the options are open, sir, as of now. I will present my case to the board, and then it is up to the board to basically take a call whether they want to do again a dividend or they think that the buyback is a better option. So both options are there, sir.
Fine, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Varun Gajaria from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So you mentioned that your plants will be starting in 2 weeks, which essentially means that there is a delay in plants. Is there a reason? And I'm sorry
started. Our plants have started already. Both our plants have started.
Okay. Okay, plants have already started, right?
Ji.
Okay. So what was the delay thing about? I just joined the call.
That is a new sugar plant which has come close to the area of Dhampur. So I was asked that when that plant will start. So that I said, what I've heard is from that new plant will start 2 to 4 weeks from now.
Right. Okay. And how are you seeing the feedstock availability right now? How is that panning out for you there?
Feedstock of what?
Feedstock of grains to begin.
Yeah, so the grain feedstock we've been able to manage as of now. We are getting both rice in a slightly higher quantity and maize in a slightly lower. So grain availability is there. It is just the price.
Okay. So it is just the pricing that's. So how many months of inventory would you have right now of the feedstock, and how will you go about managing the same?
So we basically maintain an inventory of about 2 to 3 weeks of grain.
Okay. 2 to 3 weeks of grain.
Yeah.
Okay. Post which I think you'll be moving to rice. As you rightly mentioned, and then later on to corn, right? Once you're done with the same.
Right.
Okay. And with reference to manufacturing some corn, is there any lag or is there any difference with reference to the ethanol output that you receive from, let's say, corn or the heavy molasses or other feedstock?
Yeah. So basically, see, corn has a lower starch, rice has a higher starch. So from that perspective, yields vary, but also the price of corn is lower than that of rice. Now again, as to how much of grain I use or how much of B heavy I use will all be very much dependent on the pricing that we have for each of these products. So right, corn has its own price, rice has its own price, B heavy has its own price, syrup has its own price. So that is why we are waiting for the new policy for the year 23-24 to be out on pricing. So that then we can actually plan out that which feedstock is more of a benefit to us.
Okay. And you guys have any capex plans in pipeline? Is it
No. We all have no CapEx plans as of now. We will see what is the whole status of cane for our area. So we will not any CapEx plans. We will only finalize at the end of the year or early January for the year 24.
Currently, you must be expecting to run at 100% capacity, right? Going forward.
Yes. For sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of our question and answer session. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Goyal for closing remarks.
I would like to thank you all for joining us for our Q2 FY23-24 call. And if you have any further questions, please feel free to write to us or to speak to us on phone anytime. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.